You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Most of us have heard of PTSD, the trauma experienced by soldiers who return from the violence, loss, and other impacts of war. A Syracuse University researcher is arguing for a broader definition and understanding of the condition. And as WAER's Chris Bolt reports, it could lead to prevention.
When Dr. Kenneth Marfilius was working in an Air Force mental health clinic, he found that many young service members had a more complex set of experiences that made them more likely to show post-traumatic stress syndrome.
In addition to sort of everyday stressors in military culture, they brought predisposing factors and vulnerabilities to include childhood trauma related to possible neglect or physical and sexual abuse, having a parent with a mental disorder, or even experiencing domestic violence in the home.
Those past traumas could make the soldier more likely to get PTSD from combat situations. He says a broader understanding of what might cause the psychological condition could lead to steps to prevent it in advance, starting with factors early on to help youth live a safe, healthy, and stable life.
Positive early education programs, parental support groups, mentoring, a job or employment training. So in addition to that, access to mental health, medical, and dental care. Really laying down this foundation to allow the child and adolescent to ultimately thrive, learn to be resilient in the face of adversity.
And getting treatment can be uneven for a civilian with PTSD. A soldier or veteran has much more in the way of care available to them.
So in addition to treatment services, cutting-edge innovative treatment services, they're also have access to some level of disability compensation based on a rating. And the civilian side of things, the medical field, there is some catching up to do, but I do believe that we're well on our way.
Another point Marfilius makes is the impact PTSD has not only on the victim, but on families and society. Awareness around those factors, he believes, can lead to progress in care and prevention. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.